Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. I am so excited to say welcome back to another season of Gun on One. And what better way to kick off the new season than with one of my all-time favorites, my man, Brandon Graham, is on Gun on One right here, right now.
This is Sal Palantonio from ESPN.
I'm Brandon Graham.
Lane Johnson here.
This is the magnificent DJ Jazzy Jeff.
This is Donovan McNabb.
This is Chris Long.
This is Mark Zumoff, the TV voice of the 76ers on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
It's Eagles Hall of Fame quarterback Ron Jaworski.
Hello, I'm Jay Wright, head coach of Villanova basketball.
Hey, I'm Brian Westbrook, and you're listening to the Gun on One podcast.
And what's happening? This is your blessed boy, Brian Dawkins, Hall of Famer, and you're locked in to Gun on One.
You are locked in to the Gun on One.
Gun on One.
Gun on One.
You are locked on to Gun on One.
I've been on the air for 25 years, but I could not wait to be on Gun on One with my man, Derek Gump.
ESPN bracketologist Joe Lunardi telling you to stay locked on to Gun on One. It is a number one seed.
All right, we are back with the latest edition of Gun on One to kick off the 2022 football season. And as I told you guys just a moment ago, the one, the only, Brandon Graham is joining me right here, right now. BG, how you doing, my man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Just got done with a day's work, getting ready for them Vikings.
This is your 13th NFL season. 13 seasons in the NFL, man. I still remember when you were just this wide-eyed rookie full of optimism. And now here you are, a grizzled vet, 13 years into the game. Has time flown by faster than you ever thought it would?
Ooh, man. I'm just trying to enjoy, you know, my last couple months, if that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you on a one-year, you don't realize. Once that season over, it's like, you don't know where your next home going to be. And I'm just like, hopefully I'm still with them birds. That's what I'm hoping, at least for at least another year or two, and end it off right, you know, coming off a Super Bowl.
I hope that you're able to bow out a Philadelphia Eagle the way you started your career. But you've also admitted that if the Eagles decide to move on after this year, it doesn't mean that your football career is over just yet, right?
Oh, yeah. But I'm hoping that ain't even got to – that ain't even got to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm trying to be with them birds, baby.
Hey, man, you've been to Detroit a number of times, your hometown, to go back and play. What was it like to go back to Detroit once again to play in front of hometown fans, friends, family, so on?
Man, it felt good. I'm like, the anticipation, you know, before the game is just like, whoo, the buildup, all that. You know what I'm saying? It was everything, and I tried to live in that. I lived in that moment. I ain't going to say I tried. I lived in the moment. I kept thinking about it like, man, I'm just excited to be here with my family. My dad and everybody came to the hotel. We had a nice little fun little get-together in the lobby, and, you know, my aunties and them couldn't come to the game, so they tried to come see me right there. So, you know, we made it work. And when I got in that stadium, man, it was just like, wow. It was just a great time.
hey, man, how much money did you have to come out of your pocket for? How many tickets did you have to buy?
You know what? I'm getting smarter, man. everybody bought their own tickets. You know, the ones that, you know, that wanted to come. I only got four of them. I got my dad and my sisters and everybody, you know. We made it work. And I even got a field pass for them. So that was cool.
Hey, man, look. That game was a lot closer than anybody could have ever imagined. Did the Lions come out and shock you guys in some way too?
Oh, man, you know what? It's the first game of the year. Yeah. The Lions did a great job. I mean, I know Deuce had us marked down on that calendar. So, you know, they put up a good game plan, especially, you know, on us on defense. And I felt like we adjusted as the game went, but they just kept, you know what I'm saying, running their game plan. And, you know, it was the first game, and I felt like that was our first real action. And, I mean, I love how we all stayed together during it. So that's all that – that's big to me, because I know it could go the other way, for real. When people are, you know, out there and somebody making plays, and you know how it go. We all passionate about this sport, and a lot of guys show their true colors, and I'm glad that the true colors was just trying to work it out together, and it is what it is. And Coach do a good job of saying that all the time too, you know, letting people know, like, look, we're going to go through some adversity, but who are we through that adversity? So, yeah, man, I'm just – hype. I'm just hyped because we're going to keep building on it. And then Jalen Hurts, as you see, made them plays out there, man, to carry us. So, yeah, man, it's just that's what it's all about.
Hey, man, doesn't it make you a little bit nervous, though, with Jalen's running that many times, especially when you take into consideration how many unnecessary shots he took in that game?
Oh, man, I know. Trust me. I know that boy. That boy took some, but he know he gonna take some, and it sucked that you know, people gonna be gunning for him. I mean, but he just gotta protect himself, because I can't say that we don't be out there trying to get after the quarterback too. But we gonna do it in a clean way. I ain't saying that people dirty, but it just seemed that, you know, he's been getting hit crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because I get it. You mad because you had to run that far to get him, and then you going to make sure you feel – I mean, because that's me. I'm going to make sure you feel me within the rules.
Yeah. Hey, look, the bottom line is you guys won the game, but everybody is screaming about Jonathan Gannon's defensive scheme or lack thereof. How do you respond to the critics?
Just keep working. I mean, when we have one of them games, hopefully it's this one where, you know, we – playing lights out, and you see how it's back and forth where it's like, you know, the defense came to play today. Hopefully the offense came to play too. You know what I'm saying? But it's just going to be different games like that where it could be a defensive game where, you know, both defenses out there, you know, trying to show who is who, like who's the toughest defense out there.
Yeah.
It'd be like that. But I just feel like we're going to keep getting better. That's the biggest thing. Let's see how game one to game two go. And, yeah, give them a chance because, as you know, we run people out of here too fast sometimes. And, man, hopefully, you know, just even with Rieger, you know what I'm saying? I look at all that situation. Rieger got talent, man. But I hope that being over there, giving them a you know, breath of fresh air can definitely change things around for them. But not this one, though. Not this game.
I know what you mean. I'm going to bring up Jalen Rager's name in just a moment. But your defense plays 69 defensive snaps against the Lions. You played 29 snaps or 42%. And I can remember back in the summer when we had you on our Sports Take show with Barrett Brooks and Rob Ellis and myself, you had said, look, if they lessen my role, which keeps me fresher, I'm okay with that, you know, because it keeps me on the field and I'm helping my team. But now that you actually went through a game where Brandon Graham played only 29 snaps instead of 49, 55 snaps, how did it feel? And can your competitive juices really accept, I hate to say it, but a diminished role?
Hey, you know what? I'm not worried at all because I feel like you know, Highs and them guys, they're going to go out there and make plays. And I'm going to be right behind them making plays with them. And it's a long season. I feel like, you know, guys sometimes going to need extra reps taken off from them in the game a little bit because of what might happen. And man, maybe I get more reps that game and then this game. It's just like I'm just trying to be available. That's the number one thing, be available and make sure I make it through this year. And for me, man, I know it's a long year and I know I got goals, but at the end of the day, the goal is to win and I'm trying to win a championship. And so whatever my role is, that's what I'm going to accept because that's what it is. But I'm still going to be me when I'm in between them lines, right. And I'm going to make sure I'm motivating everybody, trying to just be that because I feel like a lot of guys – let pride get in the way sometimes, especially later on in their career. And I'm just trying to fight against that because not saying that in the moments I don't want to be out there because I do, but I understand what's going on. I understand my role on this team and I'm maximizing my role. And man, I'm telling you, I'm just rooting the guys on that's out there to make plays because they're going to be the guys that help us. And you never know. Yep. Just like I got a sack with Flex. First sack of the year, we go half sack. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
like You don't know what the future holds. I might play 10 snaps, and boy, I got a strip sack in there to win the game. It's how you look at it. And so I'm trying to go against what your mind want to do. And that sometimes be mad, like in situations, and it's like, nah, I'll be talking to myself like, man, you good. Like, you know, just go out there just because it ain't perfect. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Because you be itching to get out there, but you got to fight against what you know better already on. So I'm enjoying the moment because we got a good team, man. I'm just trying to help them keep going up, just like I'm trying to keep myself going trending up.
I know it was difficult for you to watch your teammate and friend Derek Barnett go down, and now he's done for the season, because you were that same guy just a year ago. What do you tell Derek Barnett to encourage him at a time like this?
You know what? I've talked to DB, and I told him, man, just it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, now is how you handle it. And so that's where the challenge is for him. And I told him, I'm not gonna leave you alone, man. I'm gonna make you feel like you still a part of this, because I mean, when you hurt, you just don't feel that. You know what I'm saying? And it's you feel it, but you know, right now he gonna be, you know, down. I was down for them first 2 months, and I just enjoyed it with my family. I enjoyed the time off, got to sleep in, but when them games came on, trust me, I wanted to be out there. And when I finally was able to get up and finally travel with the team, because Coach still let us travel once I was able to walk around and be on the sideline, man, it felt like I was back again, you know, just waiting my turn. And so for DB, I hope that he's able to at least come travel with us when he's, you know, start getting a little better. And, man, you know, being out there, because, man, he worked his butt off this training camp, and I was so sad for him. We had our moment on the sideline before he knew the next day what it was. But, you know, I knew he was hurting because, you know, he started crying, and DB, he a tough one. I mean, when he started crying, I just knew, you know, it was something. Hopefully, we was hoping for the best, but I knew that he probably knew it was something that wasn't going to be healed in the next couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, for him, I just try to keep his spirits up and not let him go into that hole that a lot of people want to go into when you get hurt, because, you know, you got to wait till next year to hit your goals.
Well, now you guys have to turn the page real quick, because you have a much better opponent coming up now in the Minnesota Vikings. Is it safe to say this defense has to play a whole lot better? You cannot make the mistakes against Minnesota that you made against Detroit defensively.
Oh, for sure. We know that. We talked about it today, which is cool. We talked about it amongst, like, ourselves as players. I mean, even though the coaches already said it, but it's just cool that everybody want to get it fixed, man, because, I mean, we all out there trying to look good, and we want to make it look good, and we be working our butt off. But, you know, we know it ain't perfect. Now we know we human. You know what I'm saying?
Because
our training camp, we've been doing good playing against, you know, people in training camp. We've been, you know, handling our business. But now it's real time, and people going to draw stuff up on us. Like, I mean, and that's just what it is. And it's on us to adjust and make sure that we fix our issues. That's what we talk about.
Hey, I would imagine, I know you're not going to tell me your defensive game plan for the Vikings, but I would imagine it has to start with, do not let Justin Jefferson beat us.
That boy had a heck of a game. He's a heck of a player. We're going to do what we got to do to put our game plan together to make sure, you know, that nobody beats us. But, you know, definitely him, because he's the guy. He's the guy that I know that's out there, man. He looked good. And so I just know that we got our hands full, but we up for the challenge.
How would you rank Jefferson among receivers right now in the game?
Top five.
Minimum top five.
Yeah, minimum for sure. Top five. Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you've already had a chance to look at him on film. And what's the first thing that impresses you the most about him?
Just his burst off the line, like the way he just moved. You know what I'm saying? Smooth. He real smooth. And man, yeah, he's smooth. That boy, I don't know. Green Bay, just watching it, he just was running around out there.
Hey, you are locked on the latest edition of Gun On One as we kick off the new season here on the Jacob Sports Media Network. I'm proud to be a part of the network and a number of things that I'm doing. Hey, Brandon, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Brandon Graham on this edition of Gun On One.
The greatest fans on earth. It's a bold statement, but would you expect anything less from Philadelphia? 58 years of heartache creates a toughness, a grit, a resolve not found in most. Sure, our prayers were answered, but now that we've had a taste, we're looking for more. Pondley Hockey, official partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, we're back with my man, Brandon Graham. We're talking about the Eagles now getting ready to face that high-powered Minnesota offense. And BG, anybody who watches football knows that if this Eagles defense is going to have a measure of success, we talked about stopping Justin Jefferson, but even more so, you guys have to find a way to get in Kirk Cousins' face, man, because he's got too many weapons to choose from on that side of the football.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he does. And I mean, for us, we got to make sure we stop the run because we wasn't happy with, letting Swift run on us like that. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's going to be a big number one in order for us to be able to get in Kirk Cousins' face, because if you don't stop the run, I mean, what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep running it. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
I think for us, number one is making sure we stop the runs. But number two, making sure that as a D-line and the front seven that we, just stay in his face, because you're right. Kirk Cousins got some weapons. We got a lot that we have to do, but you know, we got weapons too, but we got to make sure that we keep sharpening each other so that we can, make sure that those weapons are used on Sunday. Monday.
Yeah. Is there one true way to defend against the Kirk Cousins? Because he always throws for a high number of yards every season. He's always like right around 35, 37 touchdown passes. Is there a way, when I talk to defensive players, sometimes they tell you, oh, yeah, there's a certain way you can defend this particular quarterback. Is there a certain way you can defend against the Kirk Cousins?
One for sure I know works all the time. You got to make sure you hit him. Make sure you get after him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? As far as not even just Kirk Cousins, I'm just saying all quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure you touch him. If you ain't touching them, them boys going, man, you already know. 7-on-7 out there. It don't look good when you don't feel – the rush. And so I think we just got to make sure we hold up our end of the bargain up front. And I know the guys in the back gonna make sure that they, locking up as long as they can in order for us to get there. So I make sure as a D lineman, I'm always trying to make sure I hit the quarterback at least, or make sure he feel my presence, because I know that definitely influences, guys from, guys that's even great. You already know. You hit on Tom Brady a little bit. Not saying that he's a different guy. He's a fighter. But you know that ball start to move a little bit. It's not the time. It's not the timing, because now you might be worried about getting hit again. You know what I'm saying? So hitting them, making sure that we influencing the trajectory of the throws that he going to be trying to throw on us.
You were just talking a moment ago about doing a better job against the run, and compare Dalvin Cook, who can basically break a game open like a Miles Sanders, to the guy you just faced in DeAndre Swift.
Man, that boy is a home run hitter too. And he's strong. We got to make sure we wrap up, because that was another thing that, we noticed just even for us, making sure that we wrapping up. We got to make sure we get into the ball, which I know our effort. I'm not questioning our effort at all, because I know we work hard. Mm-hmm. Just got to make sure we just keep detailing our work, because that's really what it's about. When your play come to you, make your play. You know what I'm saying? And that's just it. That's us. Making your play, doing your job, and I trust that my teammates going to do that just as much as they trust me.
Hey, you were talking about Jalen Reagor a moment ago, and can you take me through – how difficult it was to watch him go through what he had to go through here, especially this spring and this summer, everybody wanting Jalen Reagor out of here. And now all of a sudden he's with the team you're playing on Monday night. And I've said on a number of occasions, do not let Jalen Reagor be the one to catch a definitive touchdown pass to beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
hey, you know what? It's like, man, I'm going to go out there and just do my job. I know for sure that Jalen is a heck of a player, and I hope that, like I said, he shows it all year except our game.
Was it tough to watch him go through what he went through? Because you went through a similar situation early in your career, but you withstood all the critics, and you're still here today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and everybody's situation different. I know for him being on offense, I mean, you need to do it now. And then you got a room that got the depth that you got. Mm-hmm. It was tough. I feel like with him, it was nice to get a, you know, just to relocate. It was real nice for him just to, you know, just clear his mind now. Somebody traded for me to get me, so they must see something in me. And that's how I would take it if, you know, somebody get me. And so I got to go out there and just prove it. Whatever I did wrong in Philly, I make sure I own up what it was that I controlled, that I might have contributed to why I didn't have success. But some stuff you just couldn't control. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know for him, the 1 year for him, you know, not coming in the best of shape that he wanted to, you know, but I know that it was just with just maturity, you know what I'm saying? And now I feel like he was getting it. He was getting it even more as we was going through training camp. I was hoping to at least, like, you know, make it through the season with him because I wanted him to change that narrative just like I did. But now he got it. He can do it at another place. But man, I root for the underdog always because I'm the underdog. Every day. I'm an underdog. I'm always still got that chip on my shoulder. So I hope Jalen Reagor, you know, and even DB, like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what took for this year. I knew he had a mindset, had that chip on his shoulder where he was practicing every day. And I mean, man, DB, I mean, he a warrior. That's what we call him. Like, he a warrior for real. That boy don't care. He'll give you everything he got every play. And I'm just telling you, I just hope that he will come out from this and, you know, somebody give him another chance. Hopefully it's the Birds.
You have told me on a number of occasions that you will always play with this chip on your shoulder for as long as you play for the Philadelphia Eagles. And my response has been, why? You withstood the critics. You are basically now Pied Piper in this series. Just for that one play you made on Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, you have your ring, okay? You have everything you want. I'm not saying that you would slack off because I know how competitive you are, but why do you still need that chip on your shoulder every day?
You know what? It's just through life, man. I mean, don't never get too comfortable because as soon as you get comfortable, then bam. Now you gotta put that chip back on your shoulder because you don't like the way somebody came at you, telling you how lazy you done got and how this and that. But you know what? I know for me, man, my biggest thing is making sure that I stay right, just true to myself. And I know for me, I don't want to look any type of way, and I don't want to – even for – I don't care about – you know, what other people saying, but I'm just saying, just even for me, my standard of how I want to keep myself because of who I am, who I'm finding out who I am, you know? And so I know I always try to challenge myself to be better than, you know, I was yesterday. And I mean, I know that's cliche, but I'm just saying, like, it's real easy to kind of get in routine. And then, you know, and then you get sick of routine and now you want to just chill. And then you can get stuck in that. And so for me, I know I'm always trying to prove that I belong in this league, and I want to prove that even at this age that I can make plays. And so that's kind of like where I'm at. I know I done did it all, you know, but every year it's always a different year coming up until I'm done playing. I feel like I look back and kind of relax and kind of enjoy and look back on some of the stuff that I done did in my career. But then it's be time to move on and have another chip that I could talk some stuff in. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's it. Even in this, like, you know, doing this, talking my stuff, having fun, calling out other people, you know what I'm saying, on some of their stuff that they be talking about.
Like me, right? Like me, right?
Right. Yeah. Like,
You've been spending years calling me out for the wrong reasons.
Oh, I know. But sometimes I'm going to do my homework next time, but it was fun either way.
Hey, you got another teammate that's playing for the Vikings, another former teammate in Jordan Hicks, and he led the Vikings with 14 tackles against the Packers. Can you talk to me about, because, you know, he lined up behind you for a few seasons. Talk to me about what a Jordan Hicks brings to the table and his tenacity and intensity.
Smart. That's the first thing I thought about, you know, always got us lined up. It sucked, even in his case, with us, because it was just injuries. I mean, we knew he could play. We knew he could play, even in Arizona. That boy was leading. He led the league in tackles 1 year, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I know Jordan. Jordan ain't no slouch. And I forgot he over there. Just thinking about it, I remember the training camp, but I didn't look at the stat line because I had so many people I would just be looking to see what they do in the game. I forgot all about Jordan, but dang, he led the tackles, 14. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's another one that we're going to have to, you know, make sure we handle too, because he's a good player. He got Eric over there, Kendricks, and, I mean, he's a great player too. So, man, we gotta make sure that we do our thing, man, on Monday night. I'm excited for the challenge that's at hand right now.
Speaking of Monday night, man, you have been a part of 12 Monday nights. Or should I say 12, not only Monday nights, but 12 season openers for the Philadelphia Eagles. I know you expect that place to be electric come Monday night.
Man, I'm telling you, I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. The fans going to be, it's going to be a full sideline for everybody pregame, you know. But yeah, man, I think that everybody is excited for this year. Yeah, we got some stuff we need to work on, but I mean, if you thought we wasn't gonna have nothing to work on, then you kidding yourself. You know what I'm saying? But now we see. I like for stuff to happen because that just lets you know when the time comes later on in the season. Yeah. All right, y'all, we done been here before. We all good. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so up and down. Because you got professionals. These guys are professionals. I don't care how they look, what their record is. Everybody can be beat, and that's any given Sunday slogan is real. It's any given Sunday, so you better make sure you take care of your game plan and make sure that you at least give yourself the best shot that you can, because you got guys that's smart in this league that's trying to make a name for themselves too. And so it's on us to try to make sure that they don't happen with us. It don't start with us, but you know, I know that people got jobs to do and they got families to feed, so we gotta act like we do too.
Mm. How do you critique the Vikings starting tackles? Christian Darrisaw was a first-round pick, and then you have Brian O'Neill on the other side.
They're the strongest on the line. You know what I'm saying? Wow. I like 7'5 O'Neill, because that's who I go against. I mean, I'm going to go against both, but, you know, mainly O'Neill. And I was looking at some film, you know, just of myself back in 19 when we played, when we lost to them at their place. And so, man, I'm just trying to make sure – that I do better than what I did the first time. And I mean, man, it was some stuff that happened in there. But yeah, I feel like that's the strongest of the lines are they tackles right now, from what I see.
Hey, man, look, 13 years in the league is a long time, especially to stay with one organization. I hate to say this, but we both know it's true. You are now in the twilight of your career. And I hate to put it like that because you're so young, you have so much energy, but there are other things now that are important to you now. You know, you start thinking about what you want to do when your football career is over. Your kids are growing up, you know, like you've told me, hey, man, on Tuesday nights, I take my kids to swimming lessons and so on and so forth. Then it's going to be the sports events and the musicals and stuff like that. I know it becomes an inner tug of war, the competitive juices to be that gladiator on the gridiron, and being more of a husband and father. Mm-hmm. So how will you know when it's time to walk away for good? Don't be like Tom Brady and come back.
Man. Once I call it, I'm going to call it because, you know, me and wifey, we be talking. But I don't really put no numbers on it. Really, it's just how I'm feeling right now. I know I'm very competitive, but I'm trying to stay out my own way and be smart with myself because you're right, man, like, it might be feeling good now, but later on, be out here, you know, so I'm just, I'm trying to make sure I at least be able to have some fun with my kids too while I'm feeling good. So, yeah, man, if we get another ring, you got to consider a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, at that point too. But I know myself, I'm going to want to run it back. You know what I'm saying? If that can happen. That's what the birds want to do as far as, you know, with me. So I think, I'm just enjoying the moment, man, trying to enjoy every day. Like I said, just one day at a time. And yeah, man, it's Man, it's a great feeling right now. I'm loving it, man.
Have you had preliminary discussions with the Eagles about extending beyond this season?
No. I mean, nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make it through the season. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. Make it through the season.
Hey, has your wife Carlin been giving you these subliminal guilty hints? You know, I could use a husband around the house a little bit more to help out with the kids and the chores and stuff like that. Has she started to hit you with that yet?
Hey, you know what? I've been doing such a good job while I'm playing. Whenever I get some free time, I always try to do that because I do know what you're saying. Because I'm like, but I haven't got that. She like, well, you just let me know when you're ready because I want you to maximize this as much as you can because once you say you're done, you're done. And it's forever. You know what I'm saying? So she just want me to enjoy it because I do a good job right now, even now. Like, you know, I didn't get home fast enough today, but every Tuesday I got the kids on my days off. I sacrifice, do what I got to do, take them to swim, took them last night. You know what I'm saying? It's just the little stuff that you don't want to do sometimes, I just push through it because it definitely pay off when you least expect it. And she'd be like, no, you go over there and chill. You done did so much. I appreciate this and that. Just some little things, man, I try to stay on because and you know how it is in the beginning.
Yeah, man.
You know what you need to know and you know what you need to learn on how to be a husband, be a father, all this stuff. And so I feel like I'm deciding now to make sure that I continue to just keep every little thing that pop up in my head that I might have forgot, but I still got time to do, or might let me get on it now because I know I forget sometimes on certain stuff. So let me do it now. You know what I'm saying? As I learn myself, I've been doing all this. She haven't really gave me none of that. So I'm gonna be real with myself though. If I'm not playing or even close to the guy I was, man, it's just time to let it go and move on and talk some stuff with you.
Hey, look, in all the years I've gotten to know you, I'm not surprised at anything that you just said. I know you are the consummate husband and consummate father, and I expect nothing less from you, man. Hey, are we ever going to do a show together?
Hey, man, we'll see. We'll see. We ain't going to be a surprise or something like that. But, you know, when that time comes, we ain't going to speak on it right now.
And then you can and then you can yell at me all you want to tell me wrong again, D-Gun.
Hey, and we're going to have our nice little picks and all that. We're going to have some fun, man.
Hey, man, as always, I can't thank you enough for helping me kick off the new season of Gun on One right here on the Jacob Sports Media YouTube channel, man. You're one of my all-time favorites. I don't have to tell you that because we're sitting here. You already know that. But I appreciate you, man, being anytime I call you, you're always there for the answer, man. And many props to you for being that kind of stand-up guy, bro.
No, I appreciate you, man. Same to you, man. You know how it is, man. It ain't easy, but it's for us to be vulnerable with each other, talk to each other, get that stuff out, man, because we carry a lot as men. And, man, I just want to make sure that I keep on inspiring the guys that want to follow and have them and give them something to follow because at the end of the day, man, we all need each other. And I need help at times just as much as everybody else do. So, yeah, man, hey, all you got is your word. And so I stick to that. That's everything else. Take care of yourself.
Amen. And on that note, we're going to call it a wraps for this edition of Gun on One, powered by the Jacob Sports Media YouTube Network. For my man, Brandon Graham, stay healthy, man. Stay healthy. Because I want to see you on the field. For my man, Brandon Graham, I'm Derek Gunn. Hey, thanks for watching, everybody, and listening. Of course, you can see the Gun on One podcast right here on the Jacob Sports Media YouTube Network. And, of course, you can get the podcast wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, so on and so forth. So until next week, I'm Derek Gunn. For Brandon Graham, we out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.